Introduce yourself.
Yes, hi. I'm Zain Tanvi, mother of three kids. One of them is Talil Tanvir. And I know you guys call him Tazvi. I call him Tazvi too. He's my second born. That's it.
Okay. All right, so are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite part about being my mom?
Oh, favorite part of being your mom? Okay, you never give me a hard time. I'm proud of you. Favorite part is like, you know, your best kid. You listen to me. That's my favorite part. My favorite part is you listen to me. Every time I say no, you listen. You don't argue with me. And then you're not money greedy. That's my another most favorite part. I see other kids, you are different and good heart. Oh my God, your heart, unbelievable. You listen to me, that means you have a good heart. And you care for me, that's a good heart, it proves. You care for me, you listen to me, you don't argue with me. Every time you make me proud, that's it. And then you're doing good at school, you're trying your best. I know if you try more best, you can do much better.
Yeah.
But thing is, you're good heart people. Plus, at this age people, like your age, 16 people, other kids I see, tattooed, mashallah, you're very good. You don't give me hard time, you don't make me cry. That's why, like, you know, I'm proud of you.
What's your favorite memory from my childhood?
Oh my God, he was the cutest boy in the world. The day you were born, he was like glowing like a star. He was like God gifted. You know, my first born is a Alif daughter. Then you came right after her. You guys, you're just barely a year apart, right? And he was like an angel. He was like most beautiful kids in our community. Everybody loved you so much. And he was most quiet kids.
You know?
Yes. No, you're still quiet. You're still good. You're still good. He was the quietest. First thing, he was listen. And he used to never give me hard time. You eat well, you was healthy, gundu, gundu kids. That's it, I love your hair. Oh my God, your hair was so beautiful.
Okay, do you have any stories from when I was a little kid?
Lots of stories. What do you want to know? What kind of stories do you want to know?
Funny stories.
Oh, funny stories? You was a funny kid. You always make me laugh. At this moment, I don't remember, like, you know, I don't want to say funny, but there was a, like, you know, scary thing, remember?
Tell me that one.
Okay, that is funny plus scary. Remember you put one beads in your ear?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember that? Oh, no. My God, he was 4 or 5 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was playing and there is a beads, little silver beads you put in your ear. And he was like, you know, oh my God, and I can see the silver beads in your ear, right? Then right away, I take you to the Pomona, Atlantic Care, emergency, right? Oh my God, they was trying all different things, wasn't coming out. And they was ready, they made me sign the paper. You're taking you to the DuPont, Delaware DuPont Hospital. Or Philly, they was giving me the option. I said, no, I prefer DuPont, because they're gonna do the surgery. Then your dad called, right? Okay, what happened? I called him, I said, okay, we're taking him to the DuPont, Delaware DuPont, to the surgery, because he put the marble, like silver little bits, like zero size bits in your ear. One or two size, cheap, little slow. And then, oh my God. Then he went there at the hospital. Then he talked to the nurse. Can I try, please, before you do the surgery? Then he tried. He put the pressure of the water, right? And it came out, boom. Then it was the, oh my God, joy of our, like, then you didn't need to do the surgery.
Very lucky, huh?
Yeah, very lucky. And second thing, remember you have a deer disease?
Lyme disease from the deer.
Oh my God, that was the funny thing I remember. I was talking to my friend. You came to me laughing. Your mouth was like in one side. I was telling my friend, hey, why he's making that face, his face? Then I was keep on talking because, you know, I like to chit chat, right? And the second time he come, I said, no, let me hang up. Something wrong. His mouth is going in one side.
Like it's drooping, right?
Yeah, drooping. Then right away we take you to the Pomona. Then they transfer you right away to Delaware DuPont. Then they did whatever that they have to do. Then thank God you're back. Oh my God.
I had a lot of popsicles.
A lot of popsicles. That's it. And plus you have a, like, remember tonsil remove?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and we stayed overnight at the McDonald's home. You love that.
I did, I remember.
Yeah, that's good. That's good memory. We have lots of nice memories.
What advice would you give to new mothers?
Oh, new mothers, I gave advice. Okay, be friendly with your kids. Not like, you know...
Fear? Like not out of fear?
Yeah. Be friendly with them. Listen to them. Otherwise, you know, they're going to do things you're not going to know. If you don't talk to them, no friends, like, you know. A new mother, like newborn, give them enough time. Give them your love, like care, you know. That's what they remember. Not like, they're going to make mistakes. But be nice with them. Or try to talk to them. You know what I mean? And little new mom is like, you know, be your best. What can you do? Be your best.
Okay. You already said the easiest or your favorite part about being my mom. What's the hardest part about being my mom?
Oh, hardest part is like for you, only your mom or all three of the kids' moms?
Both. You can say both.
Both or only your mom?
You can do both.
Okay. I have three kids, right? One is 17, going to be 18 pretty soon. She's that's a girl. And you're 16, going to be 17 soon, right? And another one is 7, going to be 8 soon. So I have all different ages, two teenagers. But Tatsu, thank God, my kids don't give me hard time. Plus, but still, okay, you don't give me hard time. My worst part is like, okay, your friends, like suppose, right? Some of your friends are doing bad stuff. You are not. You want to go mix with them. That's my, like, you know, scary part. Like, I know that you said that always make me, like, you know, want me to trust. Like, okay, I'm not going to do anything stupid, whatever the other's doing. Plus, like, you know, but still it's very, very hard to...
Like, not be scared.
Not be scared. No, hard to believe, hard to trust. I trust you, but I don't trust others. Mm-hmm. And I know I was and your age too, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, like, you know, your friends are doing sometime. One day, maybe you're going to fall for it. That's my most scary part. And I see what others do. And when they invite you for the party, that's my worst fear now. Oh, my God. I see one day the party, right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my scary part. And plus... As a kids like you, like, you know, everybody giving hard time their mom, you're not. So that's the more scary part, like, you know, if when you go around with other kids. I know that I cannot keep you all the time into my house, but I'm trying as best as I can. I'm trying my best.
What about my little brother and my older sister? Any difficulties
with that? Oh my God. You two was just like an angel, right? You two was year apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I never had problem about you guys. Like, when you guys were 7, you act like 7. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have any older to follow.
We didn't have any older role model.
Now my 7 years old, he thinks he's 17, like Tazvi. Every time Tazvi go out or Tazvi's friends come over, that's funny. He always act like he's 17. You cannot tell him you're a baby. Then he's going to cry. I never had that problem, right? And he wants to follow you guys. Okay, Tazvi went out. Can I go with my friend's house? My friends can come over? You know, that's so funny. He tried to act like 17. And he made that up, like, you know, he said he's teen 7. Now you guys are 17 and he made that up. He's teen 7. That's the funny part. And he tried to follow you. Whatever you do, that's why you have to be good. So one person is following you. You know?
Yeah.
And plus he's like an angel. He's after such a long time we have him. He's like our talking doll. Your birds is making sound.
Yeah, my birds are in the background.
In the background chatting. They're chit-chatting. They are okay. Yeah, that's what happened too.
Okay.
Oh, okay, teen mom is very hard time, trust me. Very, very, very hard. Plus, our culture is different, and then you growing up in different culture.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to adopt this culture as much as I like could, right? But still, some of the part is very hard, because some of the parents, they are not as protective as me, I think. That's the hard part. They let them... Okay, my problem is, they let them, suppose one person come to my house, they can stay as long as they want. I never see anybody's parents call, hey, when are you coming? So even some of the girls, teenager girls, they sleep over, they stay. Nobody's, not my house, I know very close of my friend's house. They sleep over, nobody's parents even bother calling where their kids are. That's my more like, you know, fear, like, you know, scary part, because I'm not letting you do. I'm scared my kids is going to misunderstand me. Thank God I'm blessed. My son understand me, say why I'm protective, why I don't want him to do anything he wants, because I want best for him. Plus he understand that, Talil understand that like it's not right. Right? You understand that?
Yeah.
You understand fully, right?
I do.
Yeah. That's the, my, like, you know, I fear, I am scared of that. Plus on the other hand, I'm happy. I'm blessed. I raised him well. I hope so. It's going to be end well. Inshallah.
What was it like migrating to a completely new country from Bangladesh?
What happened? What is that question again?
What was it like migrating to a completely new country from Bangladesh?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me? Okay, I love this country. This is my country. I forgot even how I was in Bangladesh. I came like 25 years ago. I was teenagers that time, right? Okay, then I forgot, I forgot about this, what I was, but I love this country. Everything is fair, everything, like, you know, if you work hard, you can get anything you want. Mm-hmm. You have opportunity, lots of opportunity, you know, all different kind of people, for all different kind of people. You know, if you want to do good, you can be good. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the American ideal that, like, anybody, no matter where you're from or...
Yes.
If you work hard, you can make it in America.
That's what I mean. There's like, you know, if you work hard, there's no like, you know, okay, you came from Bangladesh, you're not going to get this. No, that's not that. That's the main part. I love America. This is my country. I love America. And I love all the rules of America. And I follow. This is me as a living in 25 years old, right? 25 years been here. I never in my life disrespect, like, you know, didn't do anything wrong. Like, even I, police only stopped me once for speeding, or I was
when you're trying to pick someone up from school,
yeah. I was coming rushing because I'm gonna be late from work. I'm coming and I was gonna pick up my kids. It was at the babysitter. I was rushing. That's the only day police stopped me, right? And they police let me go, and my, like, background is clean. I never disrespect any rules. Even the traffic rules, I'm scared to disrespect the rules. That's why I never even try smoking cigarette. I never even touched cigarette in my life. And other thing is forget about it. That's why I'm scared. That's why I like want you to be like, you know, you don't see us even using bad words in the house. Did I ever use, like, you know, that's why I'm very scared. Teenagers use left, right, all kind of bad words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just scary. You guys don't do it. I'm proud of you. And America is the best. This is my country. If anyone ever wants me to go back or something, I can't even be alive. I don't think so. I love this country.
It's a big difference.
Oh my God.
First world country to third world
country. Third world country. Yes, of course it is. It is. Yeah. This is freedom. I can be outside anytime I want to. I can work all the time. In our country, in Bangladesh, After certain hours, you can't even go out as a girl by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have somebody. Like, you know, your sister, teenagers, right? She cannot go out by herself. In this country, there's a lot of opportunity. If you want to be good, you can be good. If you are bad, nobody can stop you. You know, if you want to be good, like if you don't want to be bothered, nobody's going to bother you, right? But mm-hmm. That's the good thing in this here. That's why you have to take the chance, like, be your best.
Are there any stories from when you first moved here?
Lots of new stories. Oh my God, we worked so hard. I was teenagers, I come this country. I thought this country, like, you know, never, like, you know, first it was very hard to fit in. Plus, language wasn't that scary. I learned language in my country. Because I know that I'm coming.
You learned language in Bangladesh?
In Bangladesh, yes. Oh, okay. That's why English wasn't a problem, right?
Okay,
you know?
Uh-huh.
But we never worked. We never worked in our house.
Mm-hmm.
We never even pour one glass of water. We always have servant. Like, you know, everybody
yeah.
has somebody. Like, because that's a poor country. You get lots of help, you know?
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. for the food. Only you give them food. Three times food, they're going to do anything for you. You can call somebody, bring me water, give me a glass of water, do this, do that. That was like very hard part. Plus work. I worked like, you know, oh my God, 12 hours a day. To be in this position to come, we work very hard, very hard, very hard. 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. Sometimes we work like that. But we didn't, oh my God, we didn't even have car. We have one bike. We had to bike like 25, 30 minutes to go to work. And then come back after 12 midnight over the boardwalk.
In AC, right?
In AC, Atlantic City. Of course, Atlantic City boardwalk. We still live in Atlantic City. We didn't have no car, no nothing. Oh my God, we worked very hard. Every penny we collect, we never expend any penny. Oh my God, Jitney was $1.50 back then, right? $1.50. Then it was $1.75. Oh my, we never take even Jitney. We thought if I expend $1.50, right? It's a waste of, like, you know, too much money to expend. That's why. That's the, like, you know, we work very hard. That's how I remember when he came.
How would you like to be remembered after you pass?
Oh my God. I don't know. How do you want, are going to remember me? Because if I raise my good kids, they're going to remember me on their prayers. Right?
Yeah.
That's the good thing. That's the good part. Otherwise, I don't know. I want to remember, like, you know, I want to left, like, my three kids, like, good kids. So, you know what I mean? Then you're going to remember me all the time. That's all is going to make me happy when I'm, like, you know, died. That's what you mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. As you pass, like, how as do you want pass. People to be like... Oh, like what you said was like, oh, that girl's kids was very good behaved, you know.
Well behaved, yes. Well, not only well behaved, they are good kids. That's all I want. Like, you know, like you guys successful in your life. That's what, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
successful, like not failure in your life. Like you see, people end up on the street, you see.
Yeah.
And then whatever I came up to, you have to go even farther, right?
Yeah.
Whatever I didn't born here. You born here. You're American, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're American. So you have to do even best. You have to do better than me, obviously, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how you're going to remember me. If you do good, you're going to go to my grave. You're going to pray for me. That's all about.
Okay. What's your idea of success, and do you consider yourself to be successful?
Me?
Yes, you.
Yes, I'm successful. Yes, I am.
What's your definition of success?
I'm successful. I have three blessed kids. I'm, like, you know, three healthy child, and I'm healthy. And I, like, you know, I'm raising you well. So I'm happy in my life. I'm successful, I think. Like, you know, I came empty-handed in this country without any help, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have whatever we have enough. We are, like, you know, surviving. So we were surviving in this corona. I didn't have corona. You didn't have corona. We're still alive, right?
Yeah.
That's a big success in our life. Whatever we saw, this pandemic, 100 years or whatever, right? It's after 100 years this pandemic happens. Every, like, you know, we are survived, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we didn't, we got vaccinated. We are vaccinated. We are, like, you know, happy. So that's good enough. I'm blessed, I think.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm blessed with three kids, and they're three healthy kids.
Mm-hmm. As you grew up, life changed. How was it different than, how did life play out differently than you expected as a kid?
Oh my God. Nowadays, the kids, all about remote.
No, I mean, like, did you have any dreams when you were a little kid? Like, did you want to be an actress or something?
Oh,
like that?
Me? No. When I was a little kid, like, you know, we wasn't, like, you know, smart like you guys are, like, you know, didn't, like, you know, I don't know what I was growing up, and then I don't know what I wanted to be. I think I'm okay. I don't know, actually.
You just wanted to go to America?
That was, like, you know, that was my one dream.
Yeah.
Every dream came true. Yes, that's true. Yes, I'm here. That's why I'm happy.
All right. Do you have any other questions?
Do I have any questions?
No, I'm asking you, do you have any questions?
About you?
No, just do you have any questions in general? About the interview?
About the interview? No, that's okay, I'm fine.
Okay. Thank you for being...
Any more questions do you have?
No, I do not.
Oh, so you done?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm proud of you. Be make me proud.
Okay.
Be get good grades, go to good college.
Okay, okay.
Make me proud. That's all I want you to be in your life. Okay.
Nice.